these letters were sent to all former part-time officers to pay a gratuity in recognition of their service. The letters have arrived and clearly headed part-time gratuity. You can clearly see it in the letter. And in fact, my own letter has arrived at home this morning, and my mother's just off the phone to tell me that mine is clearly visible. Now, I'm a public figure, so it doesn't really matter that much. However, I have colleagues who were former members who had to move home under terrorist threat and obviously then left the police at that time. But again, now it's back in the public domain that they were serving police officers.
From what you're saying, can we take it then that this isn't just a small problem that affects a couple of envelopes? This could affect all 6,000?
This could affect 6,222 applicants. The letters were sent out and clearly nobody checked how they looked before they went out. And here we have a scenario where not only are you identified, in some cases you could actually read through the envelope how much each individual got.
You have been seeking a meeting with the PSNI. Have you had any joy?
I will be meeting with the Deputy Chief Constable in the next couple of days. I've had a response from the Deputy Chief Constable and I'll be meeting her. I have had nothing back from the Department of Justice, and I would add it's not the PSNI responsibility but it's a DOJ responsibility, and I haven't heard from them.
And you're waiting on David Ford to make a statement?
Indeed I am.